This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The Rainham man who began an effort to place flags on the graves of military veterans in Massachusetts has died. Paul Monty died yesterday at the age of 76. After his son Jared was killed in Afghanistan, Monty began a quest to honor his son and others who've served. Reporter Alex Ashlock chronicled the efforts of Paul Monty over several years. Alex, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
Remind us first about Paul's son, Jared Monty.
Jared was an Army sergeant, first class. He was on his second deployment to Afghanistan when he was killed there, killed in action in 2006. He made an incredible effort to save a severely wounded fellow soldier during a Taliban ambush on a remote mountaintop. And for that bravery, Sharon, he was awarded the Medal of Honor posthumously. That happened in 2009. And that's when we really started to follow this story.
And what happened next?
Jared was buried at the Massachusetts National Cemetery. This is on Cape Cod. And his father, Paul, would visit the grave there, of course. And he noticed there were never any flags decorating the graves at the cemetery for Memorial Day and Veterans Day specifically. That's something you see at all cemeteries, national cemeteries specifically, when those holidays come up. The rules for the cemetery were prohibiting the flags being placed on the graves because the gravestones there, Sharon, are placed flat on the ground. They said it would be tough to keep the cemetery groomed if there were flags on the graves. But Paul thought that was ridiculous. He got them to change the rules. He was very persuasive. And he started this event called Operation Flags for Vets in 2011. People came before Memorial Day that year and placed American flags on thousands of graves at the cemetery. And now they do that every year before Memorial Day and Veterans Day.
And in 2011, that's where you met Paul in person for the first time?
That's right. I went down to the cemetery to see this event, and I had a conversation with him, and we can listen back now to a part of that.
I think I have this right. Do you still drive Jared's truck?
Yes, I do. There it is. Yep.
Tell me about that truck.
What can I tell you? It's just, it's him. It's got his DNA all over it. I love driving it because it reminds me of him, though I don't need the truck to remind me of him. I think about him every hour of every day.
Alex, that interview aired on Here and Now, and a songwriter in Nashville heard it, and it inspired her to write a song called I Drive Your Truck.
It did. She heard it. She was listening in Nashville. She and a couple of other songwriters, her name was Connie Harrington, she and a couple of other songwriters put this song together. The country music star Lee Bryce recorded it. It became a hit and eventually won a Song of the Year award from the Country Music Association. And then everyone started to know this story and that it was Paul's story that inspired the song. It got a lot of national attention.
And I understand that emotionally that was not an easy situation for Paul to process.
No, it really wasn't. He told me for a long time he couldn't listen to the song all the way through. But I think eventually it became part of what his mission was, which was to keep Jared's memory alive and also the memories of all the men and women who have served the country. He would always tell me that this wasn't about Jared, and I believed him. But he also said it never got any easier coming to terms with that loss he suffered when Jared was killed in 2006.
And he did keep going, and he kept Operation Flags for Vets going.
Yeah, he and a lot of other people who help out with that project. It's an amazing thing to see, Sharon. Hundreds of people come to the cemetery, rain or shine, before these military holidays. They place the flags on the graves. There are more than 70,000 graves at the cemetery now. And after those holidays, Memorial Day and Veterans Day, volunteers also come back and take the flags out. So I think the cemetery changing the rules to allow them to do this has really worked out well over the years.
And that's his legacy.
That is his legacy. And it will continue in November ahead of Veterans Day. I hope to be there for that. Funeral arrangements for Paul Monty are not available yet, but the group Massachusetts Fallen Heroes, which helps Gold Star families, posted that he had a form of lung cancer when he died yesterday. And you know, when I went to the cemetery in May ahead of Memorial Day, Paul wasn't there, which was just incredibly unusual. And his brother told me that Paul was sick. And, you know, I'm thinking now that maybe it was the cancer at that time.
Mm. Alex, what does Paul Monty's death mean to you personally?
It really hit me hard when I found out yesterday, you know, not seeing him standing there by Jared's truck, smiling and reaching out to shake my hand is going to be kind of tough when I go down there for Veterans Day. You know, a couple of years ago when I talked to him, he said to me, "You changed my life." And I said back to him, "Paul, you actually changed my life with what's happened since we started having these conversations." He was a former science teacher, a high school science teacher, and I think he really taught all of us just a lot about dealing with a really tough loss with grace and purpose. I won't ever forget him.
Alex Ashlock, thank you.
You're welcome, Sharon.
People got their ways of coping. When I got mine, I drive your truck. I roll every window down and I burn up every back road in this town. I find a field, I tear it up till all the pain's a cloud of dust. Yes, sometimes I drive your truck.